A glorious church. Child of God, you're glorious. Covered with the glory of Jesus Christ.
The clip you just heard is from Todd's Road Grace Church, spoken by Pastor Todd Nybert. If you'd like to hear more of Todd's Road Grace Church, you can listen in Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on Life 99.
The following program is sponsored by Grace Fellowship Church.
I see the evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see your promises in fulfillment all over my life.
Good morning. This is David Redding for Pastor Jim Schreiner. Each day at this time, the family of Grace Fellowship of Lexington, Kentucky has the opportunity to meet by radio to share together in God's Word. Well, let's join the service already in progress as Pastor Schreiner continues in the series, What About the Spiritual Father Thing?
I'm doing's not working. I'm going to find somebody that it is working for and then listen. What I found out, I love counseling. I don't know if I've made that very clear to you. I love to counsel people. But in the past, a lot of times when people do come for counseling, they're coming as a last resort. And it makes them feel better because I even talked to Pastor and it didn't work. Did you do what Pastor told you? Oh, I didn't know that was a requirement. You know, it's like that joke of, you know what, I did like everybody else. January 1st, I joined a gym, and I'm telling you what, I got my membership, got it paid off, and tomorrow I'm actually going to go to the gym and find out why it's not working. It's a little time delay. See, it's not enough to say, well, I went to my spiritual father and I got advice. Well, did you implement it? Oh, I didn't know that was required. I had to do that? So then Jesus looks at him and says, look, they said, why could we not drive it out? And he said, because of the littleness of your faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you'll say to this mountain. Now go to Mark chapter 5. This is how I know that Peter took the correction. Okay? Y'all looking at me like, oh, I don't know how you can put this together. I don't either, but we're going to get there. No, so Mark chapter 5, verse 38. We know this. This is when Jairus came, said, if you'll come pray for my daughter, I know she'll be healed. So it says in verse 38, remember then the woman with the issue of blood showed up, messed up the whole thing. And then it says, then he came to the house of the synagogue official, and he saw a commotion and the people loudly weeping and wailing. Verse 40, Jesus said, what are you crying about? She's not dead, she's asleep. And they started laughing at him. And I love what he does. It says, verse 40, they began laughing at him, but putting them all out. I ain't got no time for you. Get out. And he took along the child's father and mother and his own companions and entered the room where the child was. And verse 42, remember what he spoke to her, took her hand, and it says immediately, verse 42, the girl got up, began to walk, for she was 12 years old, and immediately they were completely astounded. Who was with Jesus? We know Peter was there. See, the covering that Jesus gave his disciples was different than the covering that was available to everybody he preached to. Because Jesus, they had a relationship. Can I say it this way? Is it appropriate to say Jesus was their spiritual father? And they were with him. They interacted with Jesus. Jesus would teach a message and then he'd bring the 12 off to the side and explain it to them. They had interaction. They had a relationship. And so now Peter is here and he's watching Jesus. We had just started Grace Fellowship. We were on Palumbo Drive. We hadn't bought chairs yet. We had metal folding chairs on marble floors. Yeah, if one moved, you heard it. And so it was a Saturday night service, and I'm sitting right here, Pastor Callahan's up preaching, and all of a sudden I hear a commotion in the back of the sanctuary. Chairs are flying everywhere. And I look back, and we had this guy that we administered to on the streets named Harvey. Now, we called Harvey Frog.
Because Harvey talked like this.
And so I look over my shoulder, and there's Harvey having a seizure. Throwing chairs, kicking chairs. He's down on the floor just convulsing. And I'm going, man, I'm brand new in ministry. Boy, I can't wait to see how my dad handles this. And I'm hanging on every word. And about that time he looks down and goes, Jim, they need you in the back. And then he went on preaching. That's not how I would have handled this. I'll never forget it. I walk back there and Harvey's on the floor. He's having a seizure. And there's two nurses down on their knees next to him. And they're trying to, you know, make sure he doesn't swallow his tongue and all that kind of stuff. And they're like, oh, what do we do? What do we do? And I walked over and I go, Harvey, get up. He went, okay. And went and sat back down in his chair. So I learned something. If it happens again, I got to take care of it. So Peter's in there with Jesus. He's got a relationship with his spiritual father. He's learning. He's catching it. What do I do? How do I handle this situation? Go to Acts chapter 9. In verse number 39, and Peter arose and went with them. When he arrived, they brought him into the upper room, and all the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing all the tunics and garments that Dorcas used to... Now, can you imagine? Peter walks in, knows, and Dorcas is Tabitha, sees Tabitha's dead, and all the weeping and wailing, and oh my gosh, we can't believe she's gone, she was such a wonderful woman, and blah, blah, and all this other kind of stuff. And Peter goes, I've seen my spiritual father handle this. I know exactly what to do. And look what he does. Verse 40, but Peter sent them all out. How did he know to do that? Because he had that relationship. And he could ask. They could talk. They could say, what about this? How, you know what? I am so thankful for these great men and women of God that have national and international ministries. But I need somebody I can talk to. I need somebody that if I would walk in, they would know who I am. Because the multitudes aren't raising Dorcas. It's the one that was submitted and had a relationship and could do like Paul said, be imitators of me. And so Peter says, Tabitha, arise. I love that. I believe, can you imagine? Now you got to wonder, there's this thought of like, she's dead? Are you sure? I mean, if she wasn't dead, I could probably, I mean, seriously. But can you imagine the excitement that rose in Peter when he walks in and the scene is exactly what Jesus had done. And he didn't have to stop and do, what do I say? What do I do? How do I handle this? No, I was there when my father did. It was just like when Jesus raised the girl. See, I believe one of the mistakes that spiritually young people make, and I say it because it's the mistakes I made, is they have this idea, this feeling that I got to blaze my own way. I got to blaze my own trail. I got to be totally different. Now, I want to be real careful with this. The expression that I've used for years is, I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. It's why I study past moves of God and men and women of God that have come before me. I love the opportunity that I've had to talk with people like Elaine Homer. Man, she came to me during a service. We didn't have carpet in here. It was still the beautiful green. Trying to remember the Sherwin-Williams color is puke green. I mean, it was a basketball court. And it was during that service, I was the head usher then. And so I'm following around, people are flying everywhere, I'm doing my best. And she comes to me, as she had I don't know if she had finished praying or not, but she came and she said, I don't do this very often. And she placed her forehead against mine. And she said, what I have, I give to you. Man, I'm telling you what, my ministry changed after that. But when she did that, from that day on, if I have a word for somebody, everybody else but that person goes blurry. And it's like tunnel vision to that one person. Now, at first I didn't realize what was going on. I mean, that first time that happened, I'm rubbing my eyes. I'm like, what in the world? I can't see anybody anymore. But because of the relationship, I reached out to her. And I said, I need to ask you something. And she told me, she said, Pastor Jim, that's exactly how I see. She said, when I have a word for somebody, I get tunnel vision and everybody else goes blurry. See, that's the kind of relationship a spiritual parent needs to be. That it's not like, well, I heard them say something and I've started sowing to them, so that's my spiritual father. No, 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 that's a teacher. And praise God for teachers. But a father or a mother is different. I want to go back to this because a lot of times spiritually young people feel I just need to do it differently. I'm not trying to find my own way, but I'm open to the leading of the Holy Spirit with the foundation that was laid from the one I submitted myself to. That's how you keep from getting into error. I don't know. I don't know that there's any protocol that you get to the place that you don't need the covering. I don't see that scripturally. And so until Jesus comes, I will always have a covering over me. Now that doesn't mean I've placed the ministry under them. It's me personally that I have submitted myself to as spiritual fathers. I'm telling you, beloved, it's the reason I'm still here. It's the reason, you may disagree, but it's the reason that I haven't gotten goofy. Well, y'all just as goofy. The heart that we have to maintain. See, if I correct you to embarrass you, for no other reason than to embarrass you, I'm wrong. But if I correct you because...
Well, we're out of time for today, so be sure to join us again on Monday. We pray this program has been a blessing to you. Please prayerfully consider becoming a financial partner with this ministry. You can reach us by phone at 1-800-20-GRACE or by mail at 4514 Briar Hill Road, Lexington, Kentucky, 40516. You can also reach us by internet at gracefellowshiplex.org. We sure would love to meet you, so please come on out and experience what God is doing in our services. We have two services on Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. and 11:15 a.m. We also have service on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for adult, youth, and children's ministries. In closing, all of us here at Grace Fellowship desire in your life what 3 John verse 2 declares. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. The preceding program was sponsored by Grace Fellowship Church. Your speaker was the pastor, Jim Schreiner.
See the schedule for your favorite program and maybe discover some new programs with our program guide at wjmm.com.